Picture this. A man with a mustache reading the newspaper in a blue bathtub. A girl unwrapping a rocking horse on Christmas morning. A little boy gazing down despairingly at the bed he just wet. These aren't scenes from a movie, but they are sets. Sets built in the street from discarded furniture, populated by actors, and designed and animated by a pair of Wes Anderson fans from Brooklyn.
Initially, it was like, let's just create beautiful photographs.
Photographer Justin Bettman had this idea of creating a series of whimsical domestic vignettes. So he sought the help of Turkish-born set designer Goze Ecker. The thing is, neither of them had an apartment big enough to accommodate their set-building dreams, and renting a studio cost too much.
And then we kind of had that aha moment when we were like on her roof and looked down, and I was like, well, the side of a building and a floor is the same thing as a studio, so why don't we try shooting it outside?
So we were like looking down, maybe here, maybe there.
Once the street became their set, decorating it with cast-offs was a natural choice. After all, Americans generate more trash per household than anyone else in the world. Justin and Goze started gathering all that choice stuff in the weeks and months between installations, which meant having to think quick, like the time Justin found a fake deer head in the trash while he was out running, shirtless.
I knew it wouldn't be there by the end of the day, so I picked it up and I started running with the deer like onto my chest. And I had to run a mile and a half home, and I'm pretty sure everyone thought I was doing hilarious performance art.
In building a living room, complete with furniture and carpeting, overnight, outside on the street in New York City, involved problems they just didn't anticipate.
During the summer, it was so hot, you know, right before sunset, it was really hot, and we were trying to put the wallpapers on the wall, and the tapes were melting.
But the big question on my mind was, what did the, you know, authorities make of all this? To be clear, Justin and Goze weren't trying to litter. They'd leave a note explaining this was an installation and it would be taken down on a certain date. But is it okay to just set up a bathroom in the middle of 17th Street?
We had people drive, cops drive by, and they didn't say anything. And so we decided to push our luck a little bit more for the next one. And everyone after that, we keep pushing it a little bit more to see what we can get away with.
And so what started out as an art project also became a commentary on our disposable culture and how public space is valued. It also seems like a good barometer of government tolerance. So I asked Goze, could they get away with this in her native Turkey?
Oh, that's a really good question, actually. First of all, you definitely need a permission.
And the streets of Istanbul are too narrow anyway, she says. How long their sets stayed up had less to do with cops than the value of the sidewalk they borrowed. The bedroom they built on the swanky Lower East Side was gone within 3 hours, while the living room in Bushwick, Brooklyn lasted more than a week. Mostly people ended up just taking the stuff home, but
sometimes people add things if they see things around, like another chair, they just put it there. In Bushwick, people add some graffiti on it, some big stickers. Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Nice because it's what Justin and Goze were hoping for. They didn't give their project a name. They just gave it a hashtag, Set in the Street, because they wanted people to make their own art out of the sets they built and share it online. Their last set, a modernist dining room, went up in Williamsburg in mid-February. But by the time I arrived a day or so later, it was already gone. Who took it apart, I wondered? Cops? A ravenous horde of thrift-shopping hipsters? Maybe the guy who runs the parking garage across the street? It was the wind, Justin told me. It blew their set literally into the street. But not before a couple dozen people stopped by to take pictures, proving it wasn't all just a mirage. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Brooklyn.